So hello, everyone, and welcome to our ERC bonus call today. I am super, super excited to bring to you a dear friend of mine who used to live in California and now has moved to the Kona side of Hawaii, the Big Island. Mm-hmm. And she's an amazing fitness person. She's traveled around the world, actually, recorded various fitness routines and in really beautiful exotic places. And the thing she does that's unique is she incorporates these what would you call them, mantras, visualizations,
positive affirmations
yeah. during the exercise, right? And so it feeds the brain with not, oh God, this is hard, oh God, this is hard, but wow, you're beautiful, you're building, you're a creature of God, whatever it is that you want to do, you are building into your exercise routine. So you're getting both an exercise workout and a positive an infusion of positive energy, let's just say. She's also the author of a book, End Dieting Hell.
Yes.
Which is a bestseller. Yeah. Show it.
Yes. The positive affirmations, and I'll tell you guys a bit more about that, but this is the book I wrote. It's called End Dieting Hell, and it's won 2 awards. I'm super excited about that. It came in second place in the Living Now Book Award competition and was a third place finalist in the American Book Fest under diet and exercise. So I was really excited about that. And it was a new number one new release in Kindle when it came out in July. So this is something to get. This book was created for people who struggled with their weight most of their life. It goes over the science around emotional addiction. It does talk a little bit about diet and exercise, but mostly it's about emotional addiction. I sent this to my new assistant who is in the Philippines, and he was like, this book has so helped me, and he doesn't even struggle with weight. So it's mainly about emotional conditioned behaviors.
I love that, because I will, and a couple of people on here I know for sure, right? Their weight is fine. My weight is fine. But the emotional connection and addiction to food has been with me my whole life. And even now that I'm, teaching this stuff, it still comes up at times, right? That time when, this happened or, whatever happened that was disappointing or frustrating or whatever. And I go to, I'm just going to go back on my diet tomorrow. I'm going to eat at 11 o'clock at night now because it's, I feel like I need it. And I don't do it all that often as much as I did, but it's something that, the more you learn about the psychology of that and the emotions behind that, the better equipped you are to go, no, not this time, right? More than often than not, I can go, not this time, but sometimes, that bug gets me and I'm going for some chocolate at 11 o'clock at night, which isn't a good thing to go for, even though it's sugar-free and all that.
Yeah. And it's crazy because it actually comes from trauma. It actually will, because what happened was I became a weight loss specialist and I was helping women lose weight. And then a year later, they gained the weight back and more. And I was like, okay, there's a missing link here that I'm not getting as a trainer. And that's when I started researching this information and found that every cell of your body, the 70 to 100 trillion cells in your body actually become vibrationally and conditioned to the chemical frequency and the chemicals of the emotions that you have. And it actually starts from a trauma, and it doesn't have to be like a major, major trauma. It could have been as simple as, something somebody just said to you, but something that triggered your heart. It was a heart connection thing that hurt in some way with self-esteem, and that triggers the emotional conditioning pattern. And so if you don't realize this and you go on diets over and over again and you're wondering why you feel like a failure, it's not because you're a failure or because you don't have the willpower. It's because there's an emotional conditioned behavior that your heart and your brain are not syncing together. It's like your heart is wanting something and your brain is saying something else and it's not syncing. And that's why people fail. And that's why I wrote that book, because it was, it was mind blowing to me.
A needed book, definitely a needed book. And you also started this, tell us about your love book boot camp. And We've given you a month of that as a free bonus. Michelle has given you.
Yeah. The Be Fit with Love. Be Fit with Love Bootcamp gives you access to all the workouts I filmed around the world, and they're 6-week series. So the series that I filmed in Australia is about self-love and confidence. So all the affirmations are about self-love and confidence, and I filmed them in different, various beautiful places. Plus, it's not, because I know that exercise can be boring, so I've actually thrown in, like, there's a time when I went to the kangaroo refuge, and you'll see pictures of the kangaroos and stuff like that. So I try to make it more than just exercise. Right. And the Bali workouts, beautiful Bali body, creating more fun, love, and abundance. And the one of my favorites is the is Hawaii. Well, Hawaii, ease and flow, creating more ease and flow in your life. And who doesn't need that? Because we're go.
Right. Awesome. Now, do you know, Lynn, if we've given that link out to everybody to get their free month, or does anybody know that yet? I'm kind of out of the loop in that back end stuff. We have given it to you, so you can
get that.
Good. So y'all need to just click that link in the email. It'll get you started, and you'll get to see all these amazing, beautiful places of Michelle on the beach or Michelle with the kangaroos. I get to watch that one. That was fun.
I got to feed the baby Joeys. And that was so special.
So talk to us about exercise, right? Because this is an issue that we all, even I, who am addicted to exercise, I love it. There's days when I just like, oh, it's too cold outside to go out, and oh, I'm too busy to go, you know, work out with my weights, or, you know, we all like kind of find those excuses sometimes and get off track. So I would love just to give people some guidance and some ideas on how to stay on there.
Well, the first thing is you have to know is why you want to do it in the first place. Why do you want to get fit? Because if you don't, if you think it's about losing weight, it's not. It's about what will you have when you lose the weight? What is it? For my mom, let's give you an example. For years, I was trying to get her to get in shape and get fit. And I'm like, Mom, let's do this and that. And she didn't do it until she saw her balance was really getting off. And she was like, whoa, I can't maintain my balance. Then that hit home. And that was a heartfelt desire to have better balance and better posture. She started noticing she was rounding her back. So she's going in for a bone density test, but she started doing my Be Fit program and doing the live class, because in Be Fit, you do have, I do one class a week that's live. And that's all recorded, and that goes into a library that you always have access to. And so you actually can see me and I can see you, and it's really, really fun to be together. But you have to know why you want to be fit. So read and read, what is like one year, what you're, you do exercise most of the time. What's your big why?
My big why is I want to feel strong and capable for, you know, decades to come. I don't want to see myself going down that route of not being able to do stuff. And, you know, this weekend, I spent the weekend with my, you know, son's 21-year-old girlfriend cleaning out the garage, and I kept up with her just fine. We're lifting heavy stuff. We called him once or twice to come over and help with some really heavy stuff, but we were lifting some heavy stuff and just fine, just the two of us. I want that. You know, I couldn't even imagine my mother-in-law at my age, having been able to do that. And I want to be able to do that. I don't want to be dependent. I want to be able to be fit, and I want to look good. I'm going to put the vanity. I want to have the shape and the curves that I now have and that I've had, you know, since I was younger. I want to keep those, and I don't want to have the saggy, right? I've started to see a little, I'm like, okay, I got to get really up on my arms. I've started to see a little saggy, even though I work out. Well, okay, what do I have to do to get stronger with that?
Yeah, absolutely. And so you have a vision, and also you're an international speaker. So you have this vision of how you want to look on camera and on stages and things like that. So that's a huge why. And that really pulls your heartstrings, because you are the epitome of what you teach. Mm-hmm. So I would actually love to go through and have everybody tell us their why. And let me tell you, If it's about how you look, it's why do you want to look that way?
Exactly.
Like Rita Marie, I want to look this way because I'm in front of hundreds of thousands of people every single year speaking and doing other things, but it's because you want to look good on stages. So you actually see, you have to see it. You have to see the picture of the why. So if you guys are open, who's open to sharing your why? Why do you want to get fit?
Yeah, let's do it. Who wants to start? Lindy, you want to start? You're the first one in the group on there for me. And I know you talk a lot about in your coaching with folks, you're real big on the why. So let's hear your why.
Well, I'm actually struggle with this because I struggle with sense of worth and value. And that's actually my thing for this year is to come to terms with who I am. And and being okay with that, that I am enough. Mm-hmm. And so there's an awareness that comes when you do movement. And so that's my why, is to have that connection with myself. And then along with that, I have grandchildren and
keep up with them,
keeping up with them. I just want to feel like I'm enough.
Yeah. So let me just share with you the probability of you being you with your personality, with your passion, with exactly who you are is 1 in 400 trillion possibilities. Like everything had to align. The stars literally had to align. The frequency of the planet literally had to align for you to be who you are, exactly who you are today. So yeah. Like, I have chills all over my body. When you get chills, that's like telling you that there's truth in that. Yeah. So if you ever get chicken skin or something like that, there's, so just feeling into that. And there's, I'm actually doing a free, higher self-esteem 14-day challenge. I'm going to be putting that out next week. And I would encourage you to get on that, because what it is, it was one tip a day for 14 days, giving you the information, the science behind who you are, and also the information that deep, deep, deep inside of you, in every single cell of your body, in the atoms of every cell of your body, in the protons in the atoms in every cell of your body, there is a holographic image of every single element on the planet, in the universe. And they've actually found this scientifically. And this is some research I'm doing. And the reason for this research, it kind of sounds, okay, Michelle, why are you going into science, this type of science with exercise and fitness? But when I go into this, the meditations that I start to do and the affirmations, you are actually the vibrational frequency of your emotions is connecting to everything in the universe. Like our feelings literally vibrate out. And this feeling of not worthiness and not good enough is fed to us by the media. And it's a really, it's not who you truly are. So that's why I go into a lot of the science to help people see and visualize, to understand that where they're actually, what is really happening in the human body. The organizational structure the biology of our human body came from this source that they're finding, which is an empty space, which we think of as empty, but it's not empty. It is actually a vibrational frequency that is in this empty space that our feelings emanate out into this empty space. And let me just share one more thing about that, because I know I'm kind of going a little bit deeper than you probably thought a fitness trainer would go. But let me just tell you this, your body is the radio to this field, and your feelings are the dial that turns in the more clear of a channel. The more you're feeling in your heart, and the more you're feeling joy and peace and appreciation in your heart, you're actually turning the dial to a very clear and crisp signal to the infinite intelligence that's you and that's in the field. When you're feeling worried or not enough or sadness, it actually, you can't not have the signal, but it actually makes like a static, like you can't hear it very well. So getting into appreciation, and not just for yourself, but just any type of appreciation, starts to line you up with that field. And one of the good things about that is exercise, because when you're exercising and you're getting in your body, you're actually getting out of your head. And you actually that's why the affirmations are so great that anybody does with when you're working out, because it makes you stop thinking about the stress and the worry and the stories that you play in your brain. But Lynn, I just wanted to share, that was a lot, but thank you so much for sharing and being so vulnerable.
Well, I suspect I speak for, feel like the Lorax, I speak for the trees. I suspect I speak for many people who feel similarly. And it's interesting that you say that, because I've often wondered, with you're talking about the frequency, am I picking up my own stuff or somebody else's?
And it could be ancestral. That's actually part of my book.
Oh yeah. I know that's there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what's really cool is that you're the evolution of your family to change this.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
That's part of my big why. So yeah. I appreciate that a lot.
Awesome. That's beautiful.
So now everybody else, you can feel, don't be afraid to share.
Share your why.
I just laid it bare.
Got vulnerable there. We both got vulnerable. I didn't get quite as vulnerable, but you know, just admitting that I have my moments too of everybody looks and goes, I think that it's okay to be vulnerable, and that's why we're here. And that's why we're here to support each other. So how about Heather? What would you like to share about your big why?
Hi. I've lots of thoughts coming after what Lynn said. Years ago I channeled that information, and I had no idea what it meant at the time. But I saw so clearly that we are connected to the universe energetically, and that it happened at a mitochondria cell level that was a hologram. I could see it, how we became merged with a hologram. And I was in my 20s, and I had this picture, and I've had that for years, and I've knew that I eventually would understand it, eventually the full understanding, and it's really coming through. And heart math, I didn't talk about it too much the first time you asked about it, but when I did heart math with the machine for the first time, the dial suddenly got all the interference gone. It was like it fine-tuned it, and boom, that radio dial was right on the station, and it was just, that energy was just flooding back and forth into me. And it was really a direct connection with God. I mean, that was the only way I could describe that. And then I got kind of wowed by having this experience. And then, of course, the thing went all wonky as I'm thinking about what's happening.
Right.
But then when I went back, it's been consistent every time.
Yeah.
If I do that, it's very powerful. So your analogy was a perfect analogy for that. Those were really great words to describe it.
Those are from Nassim Harriman, who's a physicist on the level of Einstein. And he's just somebody I've been studying for a while now. And I'm just blown away by his information. And I'm going to be putting more YouTube channel videos out on YouTube for this stuff.
It makes sense. I was married to a physicist at the time, and he and I were talking about all of this and how energy works. And then all of this stuff just started flooding into me. And like I said, at the time, I wasn't really very sure what I was doing with it. So for me, just where my why for going forward, and I want to, like everyone else, I want to be vibrant. I want to be healthy. I have grandkids. And I'm happy being able to move with them. I've always exercised. I've never loved it. I had a lot of fun with yours. The affirmations are hilarious, but the little asides, like the float plane landing.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
That was Alaska.
Alaska, yeah. I mean, I just love, I get bored. First of all, I've learned.
Me too.
I've tried different ways, but I've learned I do better with monkey see, monkey do. Than creating my own workouts. I've tried doing it both ways, and I don't tend to stick as well with the workouts that I have to look at a sheet and figure out what I'm doing next. I'm just like, I want to check out. I want to just be here and move.
Yeah.
And you've got these great backgrounds, and I'm just like, I'm in love with the backgrounds. There's some of those places I've been, some of them I haven't. Alaska just kept bringing back all these great memories. Hawaii, the same thing. So for me, I can do it, but I have to have fun and I can't be bored.
Yes, me too. I hate being bored.
I hate being bored. I just can't. I mean, I've known myself well enough, and I've tried different ways, and I've tried working to really kind of like target things. And I'm just so much better with doing program things. But if they're the same ones after I go through it a couple of times, it's like, okay, I'm done there with that. So, I mean, I've got a big collection of videos. I don't want to see them again because they're just not that interesting. So for me, it's got to be fun and it's got to be interesting and it's got to be novel and new. That's a big order.
It is, but I think Michelle fits it from what I just heard with all those fun ones, but then a new one every week.
And I'm going to redo that. I'm going to do another Hawaii series shortly, but also I want to invite you to look for the older ones I used to do, the older ones I did, like the ones in Chico, California at the Rose Garden in Chico State, because the very first ones I used to do, I put my dog in there and I said, see if you can find Michelle's dog. And somewhere in the workout is my dog. So just check that out.
Engaging the brain. Right. It's like, I'll move, but just, I don't want to be thinking about, oh, I'm lifting. And there are times when I know I need to pay attention. For me, the hard part is that with sort of seeing your program being oriented toward weight loss, I'm at my ideal weight and I've been maintaining my ideal weight. So I've made those big leaps. The other thing I really want to focus on is bone density. And for the very first time, and I did Maria Horstman's program, and for the very first time with getting my blood sugar balanced and getting bone density, I'm finally seeing a reversal in my DEXA scans. So that was very exciting. And I know I have to prioritize strength building.
Yeah.
And you do that.
We all do. So,
especially the older we get, more that adds to stress on the body. Yeah. And keeping it fun, right? And so I really relate to you because the reason I love running, but I like running outdoors. I don't want to run on a stupid treadmill. I want to run outdoors and I want to run in different paths. And so I can't wait to go to Hawaii and be running on the beaches. And that's why I'm a heat nut. So on cold days when it's in the 50s, I like have to force myself to go outside and run. And Lynn's laughing at me, but I have to force myself to go out there. Once I do, I'm happy that I did because it's much more interesting. But if I'm doing it indoors, I have all kinds of equipment. The only time I do really well is with Maria, you know, having her bump me through the weightlifting, right?
Yep.
I'll do it. But I've got to check out your classes because I love that difference, you know, that new and variety and beauty.
Well, and I must say, I like your humor.
Oh, yeah.
The jokes and the asides.
I do one take, that's it. And whatever happens in that take, I remember I was in Edinburgh, Scotland, and I was right below the castle. And I already did the warm up and I do one take. And so I just was like, oh my gosh, I felt a tickle in my throat. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to get water. So I just left the camera and my cameraman, the editor, he wrote on there, gurgle, 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 gurgle. And then I come back and I'm like, but I just like, I let it go. So one take, whatever happens, happens. And I just let the cameraman like say something about it. Like one time I was in London and this guy is walking past like behind me. And like, you can see this guy and he's just, oh, I can't remember what he wrote about that, but anything that happens, it happens.
Yeah. But it keeps it from being boring.
Yeah.
That's true.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing, Heather. And I love that you're liking the workouts. That means a lot to me.
They're great. I haven't signed up yet for the free month, but I will do that. I just wanted to make sure our focus was going to be on just the exercise and the affirmations more than the weight loss bit.
Yeah.
The affirmations are things I've known and have done. So that part isn't really new for me, but especially the things that you can target or orient toward bone density, I will definitely be prioritizing.
Yeah, that's what the workouts are about. It's endurance toning is what I work on, is what I've always, for 20 years for women. And that's what BeFit's about. BeFit's about the exercise, the End Dieting Hell program, and the Hawaii retreat. I have a 7-day Hawaii retreat. That's about, that's for women. All those two programs are mainly for women who struggled with the weight most of their life. But BeFit's all about exercise.
Okay. BeFit. Okay. So
it doesn't matter if you're at your ideal weight, or you can be at your ideal weight and not be fit. And
right.
Not be healthy, right? So it's not really about the weight. I go up and down 3 to 5 pounds, like whoopee, right? But for me, it's about being fit. It's, I want the toned arms and I want the toned legs, and I'm still working on the 6-pack abs. I've gotten to the 2s, but you know, it's still.
That's awesome. That takes effort. Those 6-pack abs, that's nutrition. And man, that's, I don't even have them. I'm like happy with just a nice flat belly and
the sides, right?
Yeah.
When I first saw those, it was interesting. When I first was looking, and I was doing a marathon and I was working out a lot, and I'm like, what's wrong with my belly? Why do I have these indentations going up and down the side? Then I realized, oh, that's like the beginning of 6-pack abs, isn't it?
Yeah, people want that. That's hard work.
I'm like, oh, how cool is that? That's so
cool. Yeah. Hey, congratulations.
You know, you have to work at it and make it fun. So I do competitions with the, oh, you were the one that told me that, with the, what do you call those? The things where you hold your plank, right? So I plank myself for how long I could do it. And I was all proud because I got up to 3 minutes and 10 seconds or something. Then
that's,
I was talking to you and you said, but do you have any idea what the world record is?
The world record, but she was very unique. She, and her name is Gabby. I can't remember her last name. She actually had a major disability and she had some muscles that were actually missing from her calves. Like she couldn't run. So her calf muscles, she didn't have any calf muscles. She had like very thin and she couldn't run. So when they went to run, she told the PE teacher, I can't run. And the PE teacher says, okay, we'll do a plank. So everybody's doing a mile and they come in, this is like 5 or 7, 8 minutes. And they come in and she's still doing plank. And everybody's like, what? Like for a fitness trainer, we have to be able to do 2 minutes. And that's a test for our certification. And that's a lot. So she's like going 5, 6, 7 minutes. And everybody's like, oh my gosh. And she ends up beating the world record by, she did 1 hour and like 5 minutes or something like that doing plank. It was incredible. And this was somebody who was like, you can tell she has a physical disability and she just kicked me.
Wow, an hour and 5 minutes. I mean, at 2.5, I'm like, you can do this. You can do this. You can do this. And my arms are shaking and I'm like, you can do this. You can do this. You're going to get to 3. You're going to get to 3.
Yeah.
But then if I don't do that every day for a while, then I'm back down to, you know, struggling to get to 1.
So yeah. And that's what I wanted to share with you guys all too. It is a journey. It's, you're going to go up and down. You're not going to be perfect and you're not supposed to be perfect. So don't beat yourself up about it. It's like, that's why you want to know your why, so that you have something that motivates you to get back on track, because life happens. You know, you're going to go on vacation. You're going to do different things. You might get really, really busy 1 week and the whole workout goes out the door. But, and then also the other thing I wanted to share too, was you don't have to do an hour workout. You could do 1 minute squats while brushing your teeth. That counts.
Yeah.
That's something. So in fact, sometimes if I don't have a lot of time, I'll do 16 repetitions of single legged squat on each side of my legs. Cause that's what I love to do for my butt. But 1 or 2 sets of those you're burning, you know, it's better than nothing. And so a lot of people go, oh, if I don't have an hour, I'm not going to do anything. Yeah. That and 30 seconds of either incline pushups on a wall, on a table, on a bench, on the floor, 30 seconds of pushups. You're going to feel that. And it's going to get, those two exercises will get most of your body in less than 3 minutes.
Yeah.
So that's all you got time for. That works.
All right. I haven't exercised yet today. So that's what I'm going to do after this. Well, after my next call, after that, I'm going to do my, you know.
So I just read that the record holder is from this mom in Canada. She held it for 4 hours and 20 minutes.
My gosh, wow. That's the training to do that. That's some pain.
an amazing ad.
That's another reason why I do the affirmations, because I don't really, you know, the pain is like you get used to it. I had one client say, does it always hurt? And I said, yes, but it's different. Like when you first start working out, I literally thought I was going to throw up and die. I was like running up this hill and I was like, oh my gosh, this is horrible. And I was like a red as a tomato, but I pushed myself way too hard, way too fast. So when you start off, you want to go slow. If you only got 10 minutes in you, just do 10 minutes. And then sooner or later, in about 3 weeks, you're going to notice you can do 15 minutes. So every around 4 to 6 weeks is when it usually changes. You kind of, you get more fit after about that time. So you want to change it up. But if you don't, if you're just starting, don't do a full hour. Don't even do a half hour. I would say 10 to 20 minutes. Just get doing that for the first 4 to 6 weeks and then add another 5 minutes. Because then it's more feasible and you're not going to just feel like you're going to throw up and die.
Cool. All right. Let's move on to Sandra. Sandra, what's your big why?
Hello.
Hi.
My big why is I wanna go places. I love hiking and being outdoors and doing stuff. And I need a body that takes me to those places. So it's really important. And also, you know, a little bit of vanity. I don't like that things are sagging and hanging a little bit. Not like they used. Not everything is like together as it used to be. So I hate that part. So I wanna have a body that goes to places with me.
That's fantastic. So what I would recommend that you do is you actually have, I call them heart-based goals. So it's not about weight loss, it's about heart-based goals. Like what is a hike that's coming up that you're looking forward to? Do you have a hike that's coming up in a month or two or weeks or?
No, until the spring.
Okay, perfect. So what you want to do is you want to think about, okay, I'm so excited that I get to do this hike in the spring and my body is going to be fit to do it. I'm going to be able to be one of the first people, you know, in the front, and it's going to feel so great. I get to work out to do this amazing hike. So it's not that you have to work out. And that's another thing. People go, oh, I have to work out. I need to work out. I should work out. But those feelings, that language always makes you just, I mean, who wants to do things you have to do? Yeah. But if you get to work out so that you can go on this hike and be one of the first people up on the mountain, you know, totally the endurance is there. You're not breathing too hard. You're feeling really good. That is going to motivate you to work out. You get to work out so that you can go on this hike and have the endurance to get up there and be up there with everybody else. That's the why that I'm looking for, that picture.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be the first.
Okay, be in the middle. At least you know where you want to be, so that's good.
That's good.
I want to be there.
You just want to be up there, right?
I just want to be there.
That's awesome. Thank you, Sandra.
Thanks.
Well, awesome. Anya.
And I signed up for your program.
Oh, good. Yeah, be fit. Thank you so much. I love it.
Oh, no, thank you.
Awesome. How about Anya?
Anya.
Let's see, unmute. She's down where you used to live in Santa Cruz.
Oh, really? Yes, I still love Santa. I was there for Christmas.
Oh, it's nice area. I'm biased, though.
Yeah.
But so I would just like to ditto what everybody else has said, and I just would like to be able to do what I want to do and continue doing.
Like, give us one thing, one activity that you're just like, that. Oh, I love doing this and I want to stay fit for this.
I would love to be traveling.
So endurance, like getting your luggage through the airport with ease.
Yes.
Yeah.
To be able to, like, you know, do whatever the activity is, traveling. You
know. Yeah. Okay. So when you're thinking about working out, get excited about it. Get excited because, oh my gosh, I get to work out because I'm going to be traveling, and whatever activity shows up where I'm at, I'm going to be able to do it with endurance. I'm going to be able to keep up with the 20-year-old and I'm going to be looking great. So that's the feeling you want to get when you think about working out. So it's a getting excited that you get to do it so that you can, and then you fill in the blank with a picture that you see that really excites you that you want to have. But that's an awesome one. I love that one too.
Thank awesome. You. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Anya. What about Dawn?
Dawn! But, Dawn is in my program. Hi, Dawn.
Hi. I want to stay fit and toned. And I've watched my mother and friend lose muscle tone, sarcopenia, their balance, and just want to age gracefully and stop that process or slow down the process.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. So that's what all of us are going for. One picture that I see for myself is that no matter what age I'm at, I'm still firm and tone and I feel strong. Actually, that's it. I feel strong. So that is like, I get to work out so I can feel strong. And that's a great, great goal. Thank you.
Yeah. And I love that, you know, that the idea is that functionality, like maintaining that, being a functional contributing person, right? As you age, instead of being like having to have people take care. That's, for me, is an important one as well. And this weekend, working with this woman who's 40 years younger than me, 42 years younger than me. I could keep up with her just fine. No problem.
Nice.
Yeah, no problem. In fact, at one point my son said, "No, you get out of the way. I want my mom over there." And I'm like, "Whoa," because he thought I could handle it better. I'm like, "Whoa, baby."
Fantastic.
I love that. I want that all the time. So yeah. Thank you, Dawn.
Oh, I love that. Thank you, Dawn.
Yes. So Heather, we saw Jenny. Mute. Hi, Jenny.
Hi. Sorry. I have to admit I've been working while I've been listening. So let me start the video.
There you go. Hi.
Okay, my why. Well, I guess my biggest issue is that I don't have a consistent why, and therefore I never seem to be able to exercise consistently. I can say without a doubt that I always feel better. I can say without a doubt that my entire life is better when I'm consistently exercising. And I can't seem to find anything that I fall in love with. I have done just about everything there is to do. I have not done organized exercise classes for probably 4 or 5 years. And at the time I did it, I was doing bar classes, and they were, I remember the instructor told me that I looked like I wanted to kill her every day. it was true. I'd never done like a ballet type, that small, intense movements. And there was something about it that just irritated me. And part of it was because I was in such bad condition. But the other part of it was that I felt like screaming sometimes, and I just wanted to run out of the studio and just run as fast as I could. It was really odd the way that I was impacted by it. And maybe you have insight as to why that would be. But I stuck with it, ended up, it got better and better. The better shape I was in, the better it felt. But then I tore, I had a complete tear of my rotator cuff. And so, you know, I've never been back. It's been, you know, like that's kind of a 3-year recovery to do the kind of stuff that they were doing. And otherwise, you know, I'm outside a lot, but even hiking, like my husband will say, "Do you want to go hike?" And it's like, not really. Like I want to love it. And when I'm out there by myself doing it almost daily, it's not like I don't like it, but I'm going through the motions.
Yeah. Yeah. So let me ask you this. What is a feeling or a thought or something that you say to yourself when you hear the word exercise? Yeah,
that says it all.
So remember, we were talking about emotion. Go ahead.
And, oh, I'm sorry to interrupt, but part of that is because I feel like I come from the old school where if you're not dying while you're doing it, it doesn't really count. You know, if you're not doing it for an hour and a half, if you're not running and improving your time, I loved running. I have a hip problem, which has kind of prevented that. But I can say running was something I always loved doing. Yeah, but so I don't understand myself. I am also somebody, I have a family member who says she never feels better when she exercises. There's nothing about exercising that gives her an endorphin lift or anything. And that, for me personally, it lifts my depression. It lifts me in all ways. And yet to be consistent and to have it make a difference in my life, and then I stick with it. I run into these, and I one of my other issues too when it comes to exercise is that I can be on the road and in a hotel, and if they have a gym, I'll exercise every day religiously and love it. But as soon as I get home, I'm like, it's just all kind of boring and it's odd. The whole thing is odd. So I'd love it if you could tell me what my problem is.
Yeah. So here's the thing. You're actually emotionally conditioned and addicted. Like I said earlier, we were talking about the book that I wrote about emotional conditioning. It's actually an emotional conditioned behavior. It's you, as soon as you hear the word exercise or you hear, or you think about working out, your body, the cells of your body go to the feeling and the thoughts that they're emotionally conditioned to having over and over and over again. And you've been having that, you've done this all your life. Yeah, it's been all your life. So let me give you an example. I was at a conference and this woman was walking down the row and she looked at me, she said, "Oh no, I don't even want to talk about exercise." And I said, "That's great." And she looked at me and I said, "Did you know you're emotionally addicted to not wanting to talk about exercise?" And she says, "You know, I have a gym in my house and I always walk by it and I never go in and use the gym and work out there." And I said, "How many times have you told that story?" She says, "Oh, I say it all the time." I said, "Yes." And I said, "It would feel different and it would feel odd and it would feel wrong for you to actually go into that room and work out and actually enjoy it. It wouldn't feel like that's who you are." And the only reason is because it's an emotional conditioned frequency in your body that every single cell of your body is used to feeling. So what you want to do first is notice that this is a conditioned behavior. It's literally an emotional addiction that as soon as you hear the word exercise, emotionally, you feel the same way. It's, I don't want to do that. I don't get joy. Even there's a self-talk that's happening in your brain. I don't like it, in the whole self-talk. So what's happening is your heart and your mind are not in sync toward exercise, toward the feeling of exercise. So that's why I was saying, okay, what's your goal? What's your why? But in this case, what you want to do is you want to actually talk to your mind in a new way, because you want to even maybe ask it questions. Try on a new question, like, what if I did enjoy exercise? I'm curious what that would feel like. And the what if is a great question, because your brain cannot say no to what if. Like, it can't negate what if, because you're just saying what if. Like, you can't say, "I love exercise." Your brain can go, "Oh, no, you don't," and give you a list of why you don't. But you can say, "What if I really did like working out? What would that feel like? What would that look like?" And you just start to explore it a little bit, just a little bit. And what happens is the heart starts to open up. And the brain starts to have a new conversation about it, and that's the starting point with changing the emotional conditioning that you have around exercise. It does take a little bit of exploration. What would it look like in my life if I worked out regularly and I enjoyed it? And then you can say, what would I be doing? And like, I had a client who said, "Michelle, I hate going to the gym." And I said, "Guess what? You never have to go to the gym for the rest of your life." And I said, "Well, what do you like?" And we ended up finding Zumba for her. She liked to dance. Mm. She said, "Let's do that." So a lot of times what's going on is that you have a story about what exercise looks like and feels like. And if you don't like it, that's not the exercise routine for you. There's something else. that you may not even know that exists out there that could actually bring you joy. And
Well, it's interesting you say that, because there's always been off and on. I've always consistently been inconsistent with my exercising. So there's always periods of time I exercise and periods of time I just let it drop off. And I've explored different things. And as you were talking, I was reminded of a time when I'd gotten a DVD and it was, I forget what it was, but it was more of a dance type thing. And when I was done with it, I felt more energy than I normally would, because I'm usually like kind of beat at the end of when I exercise. I remember getting in the car and having to drive somewhere real quick. And I thought, as I'm driving down the hill, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, like this, if this is the way it's supposed to feel when you're done exercising, it's one of the first times I'd experienced it, where it actually was a boost of energy. And it was completely different than what I normally do. And I'm like one of those people that gets on an exercise machine and I'm just staring at the time and playing games with myself. So the time will go by, I'll put a towel over the time and what's supposed to be happening, so I just don't have to think about it as I'm doing it.
So that's not the one for you. Yeah. So here's another thing too, a little sci-fi thing. Your heart was the very first organ that was created when you were conceived in your body. And the frequency of love and of joy is actually a must in your body. Your heart needs to feel love and joy. And so when you are not feeling that, and your brain is saying things like, I don't really like that, you're gonna make excuses, and things are gonna happen, and things will literally happen in your life to get you out of doing that, because your heart is always trying to go toward love and toward joy and toward peace. And so when you're not aligned with your heart and your brain, you can align it though. You can't, when you're not aligned, you will find excuses. And again, like I said, things will literally happen in your life that you have no idea about that will get you out of doing it, because your true desire is not to do it.
Well, so, and I let the routine of starting stop me from doing it sometimes. Like, oh geez, it's such a hassle. I have to go change my clothes. And then if it's not in the house, I have to, I have to go to the gym, and if I'm at the gym, then I need to use the locker room and lock up my keys. And I mean, there's this whole chain of events that it just, is it worth it? And to me, it's ridiculous. I know in my brain that it's kind of ridiculous. It's what I'm doing is ridiculous.
Well, and it's just not lined up. It's just not lined up. You're just not lined up. And here's the thing, you can be totally lined up and it can be a lot easier than you thought possible. You just have to change the questions in your brain. And one of them is what if this was easy? What would it look like? What would I do if exercise was easy to fit into my schedule and I enjoyed it? What would I be doing? And here's the thing, you don't have to know the answer, but you have to ask the question, because your heart, like I said earlier, we are connected to a field of the intelligence that created gravity. The intelligence that creates the electromagnetic frequency on the planet, that has the beautiful plants coming out of the earth, that energy is in every single cell of your body. And you just have to ask the right question and then open up to let the answer show up for you. What would it look like if I loved or if I enjoyed working out? What would it look like if it was easy to fit it into my schedule? And then you just open up and you just wait. And it might be minutes, seconds, hours, or it might even be next week, because it'll be a time when your thoughts about why you don't like exercise are gone. It might even be at 4:30 in the morning. That's usually what happens to me. I'll ask a question and then I just go, okay, you guys tell me what that answer is, because I don't know. And it usually 4 o'clock in the morning, when I have completely, my resistance to the issue has gone, I'll all of a sudden go, oh my gosh, that's the answer. So just ask the question, what would it look like if I enjoyed working out, and what would I be doing? And mm-hmm. just breathe through that. And something will happen in your heart. It will start, the feeling, the message will come in your heart, through your heart. Beautiful. It'll show up. And that's what's really cool.
Thank you.
You don't have to make it hard. And that's the thing too, is people have this idea that it has to look a certain way.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. It has to look in a way that opens your heart up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely me. Like,
yeah.
The picture I have in my head. And I also have played these games with myself where I think that I live with and have been around other people who are athletics, our primary thing in their life. They play a sport. And I think, oh, it'd be so much easier if there was a reason. Like, I can totally understand athletes who are getting ready and then they're performing. Their performance is based on their fitness level, and that there's repercussions, or there's rewards tied to mm-hmm. The pain, as I associate it with exercising. And I see it in people all the time, actually, that when the season's done, they're done. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, they're not exercising because they love it or it motivates them in some way. They're doing it specifically to mm-hmm. perform better. And once that need to perform is done, they're done. And I know that's not good either. Like, I think it's especially difficult for people who've been athletes their whole life, and then they lose that, and they built their whole life around exercise, and yet if that job wasn't there, they would no longer do it. And that's, they've spent their whole life doing something that maybe they didn't really like. I'm rambling, but.
Yeah, and some of those people have a passion for that particular sport. Mm-hmm. So, I personally think those people have a gene that, I don't have that gene. Like Iron Man, oh my gosh, yeah. No way. So, you know, but it's something that that pulls their heartstrings for whatever reason, or it's something that they're doing for, like you said, a job. But for us, you know, for just everyday people who are not, you know, professional athletes on that level, you have to find something you'll enjoy. Otherwise, you'll talk yourself out of it. And excuses, and not only, like, stuff will happen in your life to get you out of it, because your heart knows that's not what you truly want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Great.
The heart is so powerful. The heart is, like, the heart... They found neurons, 40,000 neurons in the heart. Your heart can remember and think and learn. It is an incredible organ. So it's like your gut brain, your heart has a brain, and your brain is a brain, but your heart and your brain are constantly talking to each other back and forth. And so that's why if your heart and your brain are not synced in with your exercise program, it's not going to last. They have to be synced in. You have to like it. And if you don't know what that is, just ask the questions. What would it be if I did like to enjoy working out? And when would I work out? And how long would I work out? And give yourself permission to hear whatever shows up. Maybe it's 10 or 15 minutes, not an hour and a half. Can you be okay with letting yourself do a 15-minute workout? And just explore and play a game about it.
That's awesome.
You'll find a completely different lifestyle. It'll come from your heart, and you'll love it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And heart math is so good for aligning the heart and the head. You know, that's something that gets you that alignment, that what do they call it? Entrainment that you get.
Yeah,
that's great.
That coherence and that syncing is. And what's so cool is right now we are in the time of awakening to understand who we truly are and what we truly are. We are all of you sisters on this call right now are the evolution of your family. And together, we're the evolution of humanity. When we come in together and when we really open our hearts and start to live from our hearts in everything we do, the world becomes a better place. You're at more peace and the world becomes a more peaceful place. So this is the time of awakening. This is where we're headed. And it's a beautiful, beautiful time to be alive. And when you let go of the thinking and you just start to open up your heart a little bit and start to ask these certain questions, you're going to have a much happier life and the world will be a better place for all of us.
Thank you, Michelle. I think we have one more. Nancy is the only one we haven't heard from. Nancy, would you like to share? Let me unmute her.
Tell us your why.
There she is.
Okay. Well, my why is to, you know, just keep moving and stay healthy and be able to do things. And as others were saying earlier, you know, as I age, I just don't want to start to be limited by my physical condition. I want to, you know, I've been fortunate so far, and I just hope to, you know, be able to continue that. And I've had a couple things over time. Like, I had an injury this summer that I had to stay off my feet for 6 weeks. And that was really hard for me, not to be able to get outside and move and do the things I wanted to. And it just made me think about people that, you know, aren't able, you know, it's a long-term type disability. And mine was temporary, but it gave me a taste of what it would be like not to be able to do the things that I want to do. So, and I was very happy to hear, you know, when the call first started tonight, it felt like it was more the, you know, the strenuous workouts that, you know, I talk about abs and all that. And I, you know, for me, I've always enjoyed the more low impact. I'm not a gym person. I like to walk, I like to bike, I like to kayak. I love yoga, and those are more my things. So I'm just happy to hear that, you know, I don't have to maybe make myself go to the gym and, you know, change it up that much, because I've tried it, but it's been a long time ago, and it just didn't seem like it was for me.
Yeah, it's not for everybody, and it doesn't have to be, for sure.
It's not, and that's good to be aware of that. I personally am not a gym person. I had a gym membership. I was paying only $10 a month for years. And I think I might have gone maybe 20 times over the course of 10 years. That's, you know, I got into a mode, and I'd be going and going, and then be like, I have to drive 15 minutes. Why don't I just run around the block? Why don't I? So it's not for everybody. And then I'd buy equipment, and I'd lift weights at home. And but I think, you know, for me personally, I just love, like you, being outdoors. Yeah. I love, you know, I like strenuous things, but I like running. That's my favorite thing. And I know we're supposed to change it up and all that, but to me, that's like so much joy, is to just, especially on a beach. To me, it's going out or in the forest or going out to a waterfall. And so I think, you know, doing it and not having the shoulds, we should be doing an hour and a half of weight training, and we should be feeling sore and miserable the next day. Mm-hmm. You know, I love that attitude of that freeing mm-hmm. us up to choose. And just keep.
Yeah, it seems like every time I've tried the weights, you know, like the hand weights and so on, and I've got them, but then I started having issues with my shoulders. So I don't know if I'm not doing something correctly or what it is, but I feel like in yoga, I still am getting benefits, or, you know, strengthening without mm-hmm. doing. Maybe you can comment on that if that's enough or.
Weight bearing really does help. Yoga can be weight bearing exercises as well. They can have those in that class. I don't know what class you're taking, but if there's if you're having a certain injury or a certain pain in a certain area, one of the first things that I do personally, even for myself, is I foam roll it, because usually it's the fascia that's stuck. So something in the fascia is going to be knotted, or something, like my shoulder was starting to hurt me, and I just took a ball and I just rolled that ball, and it was super, super tender. And I was like, okay, if it's really tender when you're rolling on the ball, that's also a sign that the fascia is a little bit stuck, because normally loose fascia isn't going to be that painful when you press on it. If you're pressing on it, it's some type of knot that's in there. And then I did that for, probably just a few days, and then the pain was gone. The same thing with my right knee. My right knee started bothering me when I was running, and I started foam rolling the quad, and oh my gosh, it was so painful to foam roll my quad. And that was telling me that the fascia was really stuck. And so I rolled, and that took longer. That took about continual rolling on that for probably, I'd say, 4 to 6 weeks on that one. And now no pain in my knee anymore. Nice. So it's like, that's the first thing I help people do. And then I say, if that doesn't work, go see your orthopedic surgeon or your doctor, or whatever, just double check and make sure you're okay. But yeah.
Does everybody know what a foam roller is? So are we familiar with that? Yeah. I love it. It's so addicting. It just, everything pops and cracks and loosens.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Some of it's really feels really good. It's like, oh my gosh, especially on your back. Love that one.
Yeah. I love it on my back. Do you know much about the blood flow resistance exercise, but blood flow restriction exercises?
No, that sounds interesting.
This is supposed to be really good for people who do have a hard time lifting anything heavy or who have brittle bones, but gives the exercise equivalent. So it's basically a band that you wear about the upper arms, and then you can reduce the weight that you're using by, I think it's like 5 to 10 fold. So say you normally could, you know, in order to work out your biceps, say you had to lift 20 pounds. You can put these bands on and you can get the same amount of workout with 2 pounds.
Wow.
Good. I want to hear your opinion about it. I heard it from Dr. Mercola. I was at a conference and I actually sat next to him at lunch and he was telling me about this. And I bought the bands and I just haven't done it yet. I have to, you know, get the video and watch it and make sure I'm doing it right. But you basically can do it. And he said even for very frail elderly people, he'll just have them do no weight at all and just put the band on.
Wow.
And it's really cool stuff. So I'd be curious to see
what I love new technology and stuff like that. That's fantastic, especially for older people, because it wasn't their era. They didn't. Yeah, that was totally, people didn't work out back then. So,
right. Well, they did a lot of just natural workouts that we get.
That's true. Outdoors and
to do for us.
The hard stuff, the real hard stuff. And that's what I love is like, we sleep in better quality of sleeping on our beds and indoors than people have in history. So it's like, there's so much to be grateful for with what we have. We are the evolution of our family. You know, when you look back about what your mother wanted and your grandmother wanted in their life, you are that evolution. You're living that.
Yeah.
And but Nancy, thank you so much. And I think that just as long as your heart's in it and you're liking it and you're liking your workouts, you're on the right track. Weight training, you can do strength training in a way, again, that you enjoy. It doesn't, a lot of times women kind of have a fear around it because one, I've heard people they don't want to bulk. And also the idea of going to the gym and you don't know what workouts to do and how much weight and all that other stuff. But if you open up and just, again, find something that where your muscles are going to fatigue. And if yoga's doing that for you, because I know there are some yoga poses that are really challenging. And so they can be weight bearing as well. And if that's doing it for you, then that's great. If you're happy with your results, that's what matters.
Yeah. And one of our coaches is Karen Osborne, and she basically she teaches people yoga for bone health. And there's a length of time, I can't remember whether she said it's 15 seconds, but when you actually hold these specific poses for more than that length of time, that's putting that same kind of pull on the bone as, you know, weight-bearing kind of exercise. And she teaches.
I think it's 15 seconds, that sounds 15 familiar.
15 seconds, I think that's what it is. So that's something also, yoga can be, it's just a matter of how you do it. If you're just laying on the floor doing those easy poses, which is awesome, and you should incorporate that into your workout, but if you just do that, it's not necessarily going to build the strength, but Ashtanga yoga, which has more of an endurance component to it, or this yoga for bone health is something to do. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Awesome. Well, does anybody have questions or anything you want to share or ask Michelle while we have her here? I want to reiterate that you need to go out to the email that we sent you, and you'll get a link to the program. You get a free month in her, you know, how do you say it again? The fit.
Be fit with love. Be fit with love. There's two ways you can do it. There's two ways you can work out. There's a workout series that you can, there's I think 6 or 7 different workout series that you can just do. It's like they're 6 weeks. There's the Beautiful Bali Body. These are workouts I filmed around the world. So they're positive affirmations in with those workouts, and it's really fun because you can open up a workout series and it tells you, okay, I did this one. You click did the workout, and you can actually see yourself progress. There's actually a chart that helps you see yourself progress. Or you can just go to the exercise library, and there's different topics that you can choose from. And again, they're all about either self-love, abundance, relationships, health, whatever it is your heart's speaking to. Oh, I want to do positive affirmations for more self-love. And you click on that icon, and now you have a list of workouts you can choose from. So it just kind of goes like that. And then the live workout that you can do with me on Tuesday mornings. And that's 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. But yeah, so that's Be Fit with Love. And it's just about being kind to yourself. And there's also, if you like jogging or anything like that, you can actually download or take with you a whole 20-minute positive affirmation sequence that takes you on. It's a guided workout. Oh. It's a guided workout to do cardio. So when you're doing the cardio, you're doing, like, there's a forgiveness one. So if you're angry with someone, you need to forgive them or forgive yourself. There's a whole forgiveness cardio workout that you can take with you, do any type of exercise to do that. So it's all about using positive affirmations to strength train and to create an easy an exercise program that you enjoy.
And yeah, the fun is a real big part of it. So thank you so much. Anybody have any questions? I'm looking to see if there's any in the chat, but before we let Michelle go and enjoy the rest of her Hawaii day, what time is it there? Like 2 o'clock?
It's 3 o'clock now, 3 p.m. My sister's going to show up in about a half hour. Beautiful. We're going up to what's called the Buddha Cup. And it's a place I take my clients when they come to my 7-day Hawaii retreat. And they do what's called a blue room. And it's a frequency of blue light energy that actually fills up your cells with blue light, a frequency. And so this is super funny. My mom came to visit, and my mother's very not woo-woo at all. And her husband, who's a psychologist, not woo-woo at all. And I got them each a session in the blue room where my sister and I were like, you guys gonna do the blue room with the Buddha cup? It's gonna be so great. And they're just both like, oh, okay, yeah, sure. And then and they came out, and they looked like they had an hour and a half massage. Like they were just like, and he was just like, I'm a believer. He's like, oh, sweet. But yes, my last message, if you guys don't have questions, and if you do, I'm happy to stay, is it's not a mistake you're here at this time in history. It's not a mistake that you are exactly the way you are, with all your little quirkiness and all the passions that you have in life and who you are and all the mistakes you've even done in the world. Everything is the way it's supposed to be right now for the evolution of humanity, and you are part of that, and you're moving toward love, self-love, and peace is your journey, is our journey in life. And this whole exercising and thing, this helps you raise the frequency of your feelings to move toward love and peace. That's part of what exercise does. Like Jenny was talking about how when she did a workout, I think it was that one that you really liked, that you were at a different level. And that's what exercise does. It takes you to a new frequency of peace. So that's why my goal and what I love to do is to help a women enjoy it so that they can do it more. Because when you are living in your heart, like I said earlier, the world just becomes a better place. Not only do you live a happier life, but it ripples out. It ripples out. And we all really need that right now.
I think so. I agree. I totally agree. I wanted to show you mentioned quirky. So I'm always looking for ways that I can exercise while I work. So I'm standing on my little wobble board.
Oh, fun.
And so if I'm standing at my desk and I can wobble, and it's up and down and it's cushioned so I can stand for a long period of time, and it's working my core. You know how that is, right? Balance really works your core. So I can do it all day long, because, you know, after a while you get you need a little break from it. But yeah, it's a really fun kind of thing. There's all kinds of ways that you can exercise while you're doing other things.
Sneaky sneakers.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. All right, guys. So thank you so much for coming. And Michelle, thank you so much. Check out the link that we sent you that will get you out to your free month on the Be Fit with Love. Why do I have a hard time with that? Be Fit with Love boot camp. And boot camps have a bad connotation, but this is not a boot camp where she's going to beat you up. You're just going to really love what you do. And I quote you all the time on this, Michelle, is you get to exercise. I say, you get to eat healthy food. You get to exercise. You get to meditate. You get to just be who you really, really are and who you want to be in the world. You get to. You don't have to. You get to. So thank you so much, Michelle. Thank you, everybody, for being here.
I love you, sisters. Aloha.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.